So one thing that you'll notice is that the church is very colorful. You'll feel like you're walking in the Garden of Eden with all this color popping. I'm actually wearing an African kitenge, which is really representative of all the nations of Africa. But you'll see all the different dresses from East, Central, West, and South Africa throughout today, and each has a symbolism. I'm wearing this one here. It's highly embroidered because, and it's black because my family's mourning. But not only that, it's also very universal for all the African nations. So I decided to wear this today. I hope I wish I can say something in Swahili. Sabatu fen yenye fengwege. Wait, is that right? Yes. Thank you. I think that means happy Sabbath. Is that what I just said? Oh, thank God. Okay. I never know. So we have International Sabbath, not because we're celebrating all the nations of the Adventist or the World Church, but because these are the nations actually in the Chandler Church. So we have 9 different nations here, and we're not just doing this to have fun. It's because this is what Chandler Church is made up of, all these various nations. So today we're celebrating our unity under Christ.
This is our old film members, and I still stay here because there's work, and one day probably I'll go over there too, you know. They always ask. So we will sing first in Tagalog, and then the praise theme, our sister Sasha and the group will sing. We will join and even the opening song.
Thank you.
Platform is Dr. and Dr. Orson and Eunice Anderson. This is my uncle and my aunt. And this is my mom, Betty. She is dressed in Hawaiian because she comes from Waihiwa, Oahu. But my dad is from Philippines, so we're kind of representing all the islands today. Are you okay to sing, Mom?
Yes.
Okay. We're going to do a song that... by the way, I want to mention... We're wearing the Barong Tagalog. This is a special national dress of the Philippines. It's not made of a typical fabric. It's made from the fabric of the pineapple. It's called piña. When you look at it and you look through it, it's you can see through it. And it's symbolic of how Christ, when he puts his robe of righteousness, that we're covered with his righteousness, but God still sees us. So today, we're going to sing a song that when God calls, are you going to answer? And we're going to do it in three languages. We're going to do it in English, Tagalog, and also Spanish. Okay, ready? Oh, when he calls me, I will answer. Oh, when he calls. I will answer. Oh, when he calls me, I will answer. Here I am, O Lord, send me. Oh, when he calls me, I'll answer. When he calls me, I'll answer. When he calls me, I'll answer. Here I am, O Lord. When he calls me, I'll answer. When he calls me, I'll answer. Here I am, O Lord, send me. Pagkatinawag ako ni Kristo. Pagkatinawag ako ni Kristo. Pagkatinawag ako ni Kristo. Sabihin ko'y naririto ako. Pagkatinawag ako, pagkatinawag ako, pagkatinawag ako ni Kristo. Pagkatinawag ako, pagkatinawag ako, sabihin ko'y naririto ako. Cristo te llama, yo responde. Cristo te llama, o responde. Cristo te llama, o responde. Envíame a mí. Cristo te llama, Cristo te llama. Cristo te llama a continuo, Señor. Cristo te llama, Cristo te llama. Nico, nariri tu aco. Oh, when he calls me, I will answer. Oh, when he calls me, I will answer. Calls me, I will answer. Here I am, O Lord, send me. So today we have a different kind of sermon, a service, because what I've asked is that all of the nations that are represented here in the Chandler Church to represent their culture in their national dress and in song. Now, a lot of the groups that I asked to Sister Paita to try to organize, we needed to get me the sermon title or the song titles, and unfortunately, I got no sermon title or no titles. So what I did was, because I didn't have all the titles, was I asked certain individuals in the congregation to send me a text that had something to do with all nations. So today, the sermon is created by you, and I'm just facilitating what you sent me. So the first one comes from my brother. He just texted it to me right now, and it comes from Romans chapter 14, verse 11. For it is written, as I live, saith the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall confess to God. It doesn't matter what tongue we speak. We all must respond to God. And it doesn't matter if it's in English, or Swahili, or Tagalog, or Spanish, or Hindi. God understands our hearts. And sometimes when we sing and sometimes when we speak, the Holy Spirit translates for us on the way. On the day of Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit came upon the disciples and they were speaking, people can understand it in their own tongues. That's the gift of tongues. Today, the gift of tongues is where I speak in English and I have a translator. And they have the gift to translate into the language of the people that are listening. This is going to happen for me next week in the Philippines. I speak in English, and a Tagalog translator will translate for me. That's the gift of tongues. You see, the gift of tongues is not one where it causes confusion and gibberish. When we speak, it should be to proclaim God and edify the church. And if it's not understood, then it's just a sounding gong and a clashing cymbal. We're not here to uplift self. We're here to uplift God. Amen? And so what I want to do is start off in the native language of America, which is English. And I'm going to ask my worship team to come up. They have a name, actually. And Sister Raina is going to tell me what the name of their group is. And they're going to sing a song, and I'm going to have them introduce it. Let's bring them up to the pulpit at this time.
Jesus, you're the center of my joy. All that's good and perfect comes from you. You're the heart of my contentment, hope for all I do. Jesus, you're the center of my joy. Jesus, you're the center of my joy. All that's good and perfect comes from you. You're the heart of my contentment, hope for all I do. Jesus, you're the center of my joy. God is the joy and the strength of my life. He moves all pain, misery, and strife. He promised to keep me, never to leave me. He'll never, ever fall short of his word. I've got to fast and pray, stay in the narrow way. I'll keep my life clean every day. I want to go with him when he comes back. I've come too far, and I'll never turn back. God is, God is, God is, God is, God is my all and all. God is the joy and the strength of my life. He moves all pain, misery, and strife. He promised to keep me, never to leave me. He'll never, ever fall short of his word. I've got to fast and pray, stay in the narrow way. I'll keep my life clean every day. I want to go with him when he comes back. I've come too far, and I'll never turn back. God is, God is, God is, God is, God is my all and
like on a regular Sabbath. You know, we're going to have all this awesome music, girl groups like that sound like Destiny Child or TLC. You guys shocked me when you did all that stuff. It's like, that was crazy awesome. Let's give them another round of applause, everyone. So, a lot of people wonder why the American flag is red, white, and blue. And we have the symbols of purity, loyalty, the sacrifice of our nation. But if you dig a little deeper into why the colors were selected for the United States, believe it or not, it goes back to Moses and the Ten Commandments and the Levitical sanctuary. If you take a look at the old sanctuary inside the tent, that Moses was instructed by God to use specific colors. The specific colors were to represent purity and loyalty, the same things that the United States flag represents. It was the colors of the sanctuary. Now, one of the other things about a nation is we find our national dress, our music, our flags, and our great seals, and our coat of arms based in the spiritual history of that nation. So if you take a look at the great seal of the United States, you notice some different things. And the one thing I wanted to point out was... the great seal, an eagle, has in its talons arrows and an olive branch. But which way is the eagle facing? It's facing towards the side of the olive branch, which means that the United States is founded on the principle that we always side on the side of peace, but we would always be prepared to go to war. So this is symbolic of the nation's desire for peace. On the back of the great seal is this pyramid with the all-seeing eye. And this right here is 1776, which means the eye. Now, a lot of people have a lot of ideas about the Illuminati. They have a lot of ideas about, you know, all the different kinds of pagan symbolism. But if you look at the history of that great seal, what this means is that the great eye of providence, or God's eye, rests on the nation of the United States. So the United States was founded on a faith in God, based on freedom and democracy that God gives us through his son, Jesus Christ. Now, we heard it in Thai, but I'm going to repeat the scripture reading today. For God so loved America? No, what about India? No, he loved who? The entire world. That he gave his only begotten son for who? The entire world. Did I read in John 3:16 anything about Seventh-day Adventist? Did I read anything in there about Baptist or Methodist or Catholic? No. He said God gave his only son for all of humanity, for all nations, kindreds, peoples, and tongues, that whoever believes in him will not perish, but they will have secured a spot in heaven and eternal life. Now, does it mean that we discard our national identity? No. Does it mean that we forget about our national tongue? You know, here's the thing in America. When you come as an immigrant, sometimes we want to learn English and be an American so much that we fail to teach our children about our culture. That we get embarrassed because of the language. That we get embarrassed by how we dress. And I need to tell you this, that God loves diversity. That God loves each of you. And don't let anyone think that your culture or that you and your language is sub to anyone else. God made you wonderfully and perfectly. And it's not just you individually, but your culture and your country. Because God loves diversity. I didn't say it. God said it. God so loved the world. All nations, kindreds, and tongues will come and bow before me. So it's important that as Seventh-day Adventist Christians, that you recognize that you belong to a world church. Not just Chandler Church, not just Arizona Conference, but you are a part of a world church of all nations with one common goal, and that is we serve God. Now, I'm going to ask my brothers and sisters from Kenya to come on up, and they're going to sing a song in English. Where are they at? Feel free to come. Yes, thank you. And one thing that you will notice is they are very dressed, very colorfully. Here's the thing about Africa. Did you know that Christianity went to Africa before it came to America? Christianity actually went to Africa before they even went to Asia. So if you look at the history of Christianity on the world, it started in the Middle East and went to Africa. And so we have representing our Kenyan brother and sisters here in the church. They're going to do a song. I noticed we have a token Kenyan here. She comes from the south, from the coast. Brothers and sisters, this is our family from Kenya. Let's give them a round of applause.
Surely ever refuge, all night, all day.
So I'm wearing a Nigerian Kenyan kitenge, and I wanted, is that right? Okay. And you notice something very unique about these national dress. This one here is very colorful. What does it remind you of? The many coats of color by Joseph, right? Why is it so colorful in Africa? Because it's symbolic of the diversity of its natural resources. All of the animals, the shapes, the colors, the patterns, all from Africa. And all civilizations find their roots from Africa. So I wore this today because I'm going to ask my next group to come up from Nigeria and from Swahili. I think we have a single solo doing in Nigerian. Come on up now. To represent the Nigerian group here in our nation. And are they singing? Yeah. Oh, there she is. Okay, come on up. Isn't that beautiful? Yes. Can you tell us, what is the title of your song?
Imela.
Imela. What does Imela mean?
Thank you.
It means thank you. And we thank God for all that he has done for us. Amen?
Amen.
And your name?
Leanne.
All right, let's give Leanne a nice round of applause, everyone.
Happy Sabbath. I'm Leanne. I'm St. Lucian Nigerian, but I don't know any St. Lucian Christian songs, so I had to go with the Nigerian side. So Imela means thank you. Okaka Onye Kerura means great and mighty creator of the world. Onye Dikagi Ekene Didigi Onye Ne Mema means who is like you, all glory belongs to you, he who does good. And Onye Nagwaria means mighty healer.
Sing this song out and pray. to worship you. It's your blood that makes a difference in me and made a way to enter into your throne. I cannot come near your presence. I could never sing your song, but your sacrifice on Calvary
Okay, I'm going to ask our Kenyan Community Choir. I didn't even know we had a Kenyan Community Choir till just right now. But let's ask them to come up, and they're going to sing a song in Swahili.
Tika Mlima.
What does that mean?
We are going to sing at Tika Mlima was Sinai. This is at Mount Sinai, what happened.
Okay,
when
so
Moses went up to the mountain to get the laws, and he delayed, and so what people did.
Okay, so we're going to be singing a song of what Moses did when he received the law.
The Israelites.
What the Israelite did. Okay.
Sinai, Musa alikwenda mlimani.
Give another round of applause, everyone. So I'm going to call up next our Blessed Singers. Was that the group that just came up? That's a different group? Okay, let me have them come up, and they're going to do a song, Meli Lietu Tayar, right? Where are they? Oh, there they are. Come on up. It feels, you know, I was closing my eyes and I was thinking, you know, I'm wondering what language we're going to sing when we get to heaven. I think it might be all these languages, you know, it might be all, because that actually sounded really good. It flows off the tongue. I almost felt like singing with you. So that was really great. Now tell us, what does Meli Yetu Tayar mean?
Oh, it's a Raika ship sailing, says we are in a ship and it's sailing. We need to get ready. We need to give all our burdens to the Lord. Because he's going to carry them for us. That's
okay.
How the song talks about.
So we're the sheep, and God is, we have to get ready for when...
Our burdens to him.
To him.
Carry for us, because no one is going to get into that sheep with that. He wants us to give our burdens to him, so that we can sail it in a comfortable
way. Amen, zone. Amen. All right, let's give him a round of applause, everyone.
Meli yetu tayari, karibu inangowanaka, wasafiri wote, ingieni ndani. Meli hii ya ajabu, haitabeba mizigo, ingia mwenyewe, uihame dunia. Ingia mwenyewe, uihame dunia. Meli yetu tayari, karibu inangowanaka, wasafiri wote, ingieni ndani. Meli hii ya ajabu, haitabeba mizigo, ingia mwenyewe, uihame dunia. Ingia mwenyewe, uihame dunia. Fungua moyo wako, Mwokozi atawale, mkabidhi yeye mizigo yako yote. Yeye ni mwema ajabu, nabii atachukua. Yesu anakungoja, mpe maisha yako. Yesu wanakugoja. Mpe maisha yako,
fungua moyo wako,
Mwokozi atawale.
Mkabidhi yeye mizigo yako yote, yeye ni mwema ajabu,
dhambi atachukua. Yesu wanakugoja. Mpe maisha yako, Yesu wanakugoja. Mpe maisha yako. Ndani ya meli hiyo, nahodha wetu ndiye Yesu. Hahitaji mzigo wowote wa dhambi. Kama utaingia na mzigo wa dhambi, utabaki na mzigo. Meli hii yaondoka, utabaki na mzigo. Meli hii yaondoka. Ndani ya meli hiyo, nahodha wetu ndiye Yesu. Hahitaji mzigo wowote wa dhambi. Kama utaingia na mzigo wa dhambi, utabaki na mzigo. Meli hii yaondoka, utabaki na mzigo. Meli hii yaondoka.
Fungua moyo wako,
Mwokozi atawale.
Mkabidhi yeye mizigo yako yote, yeye ni mwema ajabu,
dhambi atachukua. Yesu anakugoja. Mpe maisha yako, Yesu wanakugoja. Mpe maisha yako.
Fungua moyo wako,
Mwokozi atawale.
Mkabidhi yeye mizigo yako yote, yeye ni mwema ajabu,
dhambi atachukua. Yesu wanakugoja. Mpe maisha yako, Yesu wanakugoja. Mpe maisha yako.
I don't know how to say Happy Sabbath in Tongan, but in Hawaiian we say Aloha. What I'm wearing right now is a tapenu. And I wanted to wear this because this has special meaning. First of all, you have to wear this before you approach royalty. You can't even be in the presence of the king or the royalty at special events unless you're wearing one of these tapenus. Now, this is special spiritual significance because you can't approach God unless you're robed with the righteousness of Christ. And let me tell you, I needed help in the back to put this on. You know, because there's multiple layers. You see, I have my pants. I have this red thing under here. Then I have this over here. Then Brother Danny had to tie it from behind me. You know, if I had to put this on myself, it would be a lot of work. But here's the great thing about God. We don't have to do anything to work for our righteousness. God does all the work for us. So when you put on your robe of righteousness, all you have to do is just stand there and say, Lord, do it for me. Just like what I did, Brother Danny, in the back. I just stood there like this, and he put it all on me. Now, in Samoa, in Tonga, okay, here's Tonga. This is the Tongan flag, and it's a cross. The reason for that is because Christianity came to Tonga by a miracle. What happened was, they wouldn't accept Christianity unless they had a sign. And apparently the missionary that went there, he was on a boat and he ran into a storm, but he was able to still make it on shore. And guess where he ended up? He ended up on the shoreline where the king was. And he was supposed to be dead. And when the king saw that this missionary made it on the shore, he said, our nation will be Christian. So the flag of Tonga is the Christian symbol. Now, if you notice here, here's the symbol of the king, and it has the symbol of Christianity at the center of it. But you notice here something interesting. You notice this dove and then this little saying here. So let me tell you what that means. Okay, so in the Tongan language, Okay, the coat of arms says, Koe otua motonga ko hoku tofia, which means God and Tonga are my inheritance. You know, it's interesting that the national identity of Tonga is not only their island and their culture, but they say that their inheritance is from God. You know, the Bible says that your inheritance is God, is Christ. That you didn't do anything to deserve the righteousness that God gave you, but he called you children, and all you have to do is believe. There's nothing that you can do to claim that inheritance. How many of you want the inheritance of eternal life and salvation? Amen. I'm going to have my Tongan brothers and sisters come up, and they're going to do a song that means thankful. We are thankful. And we're all part of God's family. And we saw all this culture and differences. And oftentimes we focus on the differences rather than focusing on the similarities. And we're all praising God. Amen? Amen. What is God thinking right now? He's probably sitting back on the throne enjoying this day because he's here with us. You know, the thing I like about the Pacific Islands, and I'm going to show you the Hawaiian symbol. Okay, this is the state of Hawaii. This is where my family is from. I was born in California, but this is Hawaii, where my mom is from. By the way, my sister, I just noticed she was here. You've been praying for my sister. You know, she had cancer. She's still struggling right now. But this is my sister and my mom. Can you stand up for a second, sis? Are you okay? She's here today, and she's walking. Amen. Amen. So thank you for the prayers. Now, notice here the great seal of Hawaii. You notice right here is the phoenix. The phoenix is derived from the death and the new life of Jesus Christ. And right here, now of course you have banana leaves and you have all the things because you know Hawaiians like to eat, right? So here you have a statement here, and here's what it reads. Ua mauke ai o ka aina a kipono, which means the life of the land is perpetuated in the righteousness of Christ. So, the blessings of the land is perpetuated in the righteousness of Christ. If we dedicate our homes, all that we do to Christ and his righteousness, you might end up like Hawaii, a paradise. If you need to go to a paradise, go to Hawaii. It's beautiful there. But go to Hawaii. It's better there than Oahu. I'm just saying, Mom. My mom is from Oahu. So we're going to bring up, we only have three more numbers. We're almost done here. I'm going to bring up our group that will sing in the native language of Kikuyu, Mercy and Grace. Mercy, Grace. Come on up. And they're going to be doing a song that means in heaven. They might do it in English or they might do it in, are you doing it in Kikuyu? Kikuyu. Okay. Isn't there a song that's called Kikuyu? Or in the old gum tree? Is it? Huh? Oh, it's a tribe. Mm-hmm. Yes. Oh, so it's different from Swahili.
Yeah, we have many tribes in Africa.
Many tribes in Kenya.
Yes.
And you represent Kikuyu.
But Kiswahili is the national language.
Oh, okay. All right, awesome. Is this the national dress?
This is the flag of Kenya.
This is the flag of Kenya. And you notice it has a shield and two spears, which means that they will protect their natural resources. So don't mess with Kenya.
Yeah.
All right, let's give them a round of applause, everyone.
So the song means that when we get to heaven, we're going to sing a glorious song that will sound like a rush of mighty waters. All kindreds, all nations, all tribes will sing in this language, and we're going to be proclaiming the name of Jesus and just glorifying him that we made it to heaven and we say goodbye to the cares of this world.
Ido shia de no shio de twa shia gera kene onai keno shia meia shio de shia diram. Kumatwine ne to kaina rembo rega na megambo ege ai goro. Ido shia de no shio de twa shia gera kene ona keno shia meia shio de shia diram. Rembo rega to kaina averu igoro narwa. Averu. Reboro uro kai uaro Hana morurumo wa mae maige Todwa deru ne makaina mamogoshe Mokori mehubete riri wa ohotani Reboro uro kai uaro Hana morurumo wa mae maige Toda deru ne makaina mamogoshe mokori mehubete riri wa ohotani Rembo
I'm going to show you, we're almost done. We only have two more numbers left, but we're going to ask my Spanish singers to come up, Isabella Ayala, who's going to be singing something in Spanish. And I wanted to show you something really fascinating because there's a lot of members in our church from Puerto Rico. And I was fascinated by the great seal of Puerto Rico. Here you notice a lamb. Guess what Puerto Rico's lamb is symbolic of? Christ. And you notice he's holding a flag that has a cross. It's the cross of Andrew. But notice something interesting here. You notice what this lamb is sitting on. He's sitting on a book. And maybe those from Puerto Rico don't know this, but notice here there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 seals. Puerto Rico and their country is based on Revelation's seals of the book of life. So their nation is dedicated to prophecy. Now, the national language of Puerto Rico is Spain. Are these my singers right here? Oh, this is my singers? And you're the backup dancers? Okay, awesome. What song are you singing? You're just standing here? Okay. Yo tengo un amigo que me amó, which means I have a friend. Oh, me, sorry, me. I have a friend who loves me. Okay. How old are you? 4. What's your name?
Isabella.
Isabella. Okay, let's give Isabella and the two brothers. Okay, let's give her a microphone so we can hear her. She's 4 years old. So we're going to let
the... Five.
She's almost 5. Okay, Isabella, go ahead and sing for us.
Yo tengo amigo que me ama, me ama, me ama. Yo tengo amigo que me ama, su nombre es Jesús. Me ama domingo y lunes también. Martes y miércoles donde esté. Viernes y miércoles y sábado también. Alaba su nombre, es mi buen Jesús.
Good job. Thank you. Gracias. Gracias. I know a lot of Spanish. That one, I know. ¿Dónde está el baño? Taco, burrito, tostada. Thank you so much. That's awesome. Okay, we're down to our last number, folks. And I didn't have time to go and change because I want to listen to the four-year-old. But I would be wearing the national dress of Philippines, and I explained it already. It's the burong. So I'm going to ask the Chandler Philam Ladies Group to come up and sing. And it looks like Sister Henrietta is back in her national dress. Come on up. And I want to introduce you to a guest here. If you can just please stand. Representing India is my friend Alan. He came all the way from India. Let's give him a nice warm welcome. Namaste. Namaste. His dad is a pastor. His brother's going to be a pastor, right? And he works with a publishing house there in India. So he's here working with my brother, Dr. Troy Anderson, who will be speaking next week on a revolution in Medicare that's being led by Adventists. So thank you for designing the prototypes for our new systems in Adventist Health. So thank you for coming here so much. Okay, Sister Henrietta, you're going to close us out here. So tell us what song you're going to be singing. So are you Filipino today or Kenyan?
Everything.
Everything. We are everything to Christ. Now I have a slide here later, but what song are you singing?
Blessed Assurance.
Kapantangan ng Mapalad, which means blessed assurance.